And the story about which Robert whispered in my ears about a couple who had come. There were two couples who came here. We forget the names. Very sweet ones. But I remember the name, one who was instrumental in getting the two couples. I remember the name of that girl. Her name was Peggy. I don't know if you all know by just that name. No, not this Peggy. Some years ago, the both were doctors. One was a doctor of psychology, and another was doctor in social sciences or something like that, sociology, whatever it be. And he had come for research here in Aurangabad. You see, you know, there is something going. There was a seminar over here and all that. So he was to come. Now, to be very fair in giving you the story, it's a drama, I may call it, not a story. So what happened is, and we were really surprised, very surprised. So before they come, I find a lady who has come here. I forget the name. Very vivacious, very lively, young, beautiful. So she is here and she is all for Baba, all love for Baba. So I said, you came alone? All the way from the States? She says, yeah, I came, no, as far as Rishikesh we came, Haridwar and Rishikesh. You know Haridwar? She's asking me. I said, yeah, of course, we had been there. So, well, I came with a party, with the family members. Where are they? I said, oh, it's a long story. What happened? What's the matter? Tell us. She says, there is a couple, and with the couple there is a young lady by name Peggy. They belong to a, there is a family there. And my husband, forget the name, fine. So, well, he went his way, the family went their way. The family wanted to see all the spiritual sites and all that sort of thing. You see, they have come, you know, he's a doctor in sociology and other things. He's interested in social sciences and this and that. So they separated. They left. I couldn't, no, I came with them. But then what has happened is that I wanted to come to Baba and they wanted to have their own way. So they'll come, I said. Yeah. The doctor and his family is going to come, but my husband won't come. I said, why? What happened? Is he going out for sightseeing? He said, no, he's not interested in sightseeing at all. Then where is he gone? You know, Calcutta, there is a place called Ramakrishna Mission. She's asking me. So I said, yeah, I know it. So, well, he's a follower of Ramakrishna. So he wants to be there. And I am really sad. I told him to come here. But he's going to come, you know. He's going to come on my birthday, says at least for a day he'll pay a visit here. She was that lively. She was very frank, very informal and all that. So he's going to come on my birthday. He has promised me. I said, that's very good. Wonderful of him. It's good of him to come on your birthday and all that. That was the introduction on the first day here in this hall. And of course, Baba's story, she wanted to know more and more about Baba, here, there, this, personal side, this side, all questions and all that. Very happy to leave. And then it was Sunday, and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm there. So I see her, Jai Baba, and this and that, that's all. A week passes by, she comes again for the weekend, and she's here and all that. But every now and then, she always puts in this point, how I wish my husband were here, how I wish my husband were here. I said, well, he's going to come for your birthday. Even that is great, you see. It's all right, it will come. Why are you worried about it? And after all, it is only through Ramakrishna I came to Baba. I'm comforting her, eh? And it is so, because I had that feeling for Ramakrishna also, and so forth. So there are many who have come. He'll send him here. Don't you worry about it, I said. No, but he should have come. Why is he wasting this time? You see, we hardly get vacations and now he has come on a vacation and he spends the vacation over there. So now Monday, I'm going to the office and I see her perched on that chair near Adi's office, you know, the outside where Pat sits, there are chairs there. So she's reading a letter. I go there for some phone or something like that. And I see, and she is laughing out loudly while reading the letter. So I said, well, good news from your husband? He says, yeah, it's a letter from my husband. Does he remember you? He says, sure, he remembers. She was that type, one would be enticed, you see, to tease. It was like that. I said, oh, he remembered you. Well, it's good of him to remember you. He says, listen, Erich, listen what he writes. He deserves this. So he's writing. The letter came after 4 days or so. So the news is stale news, but the letter has reached. So there he writes, I forget the name of that girl, you know, nice name. So she reads out the letter. The gist of the letter was this, that I have put up in a hotel in Calcutta and have still not been able to visit Ramakrishna's place. I said, what happened? She says, listen, what happened. So he had, after having taken rest and all that, feeling settled, he wanted to take a rickshaw and go to Ramakrishna's place. You know those rickshawwalas, the pullers? Yeah. So he sat in the rickshaw and he went halfway. It's a long distance. So he went halfway and something happened and the rickshaw toppled and he was under the rickshaw and the rickshaw man above him. So he has hurt his shoulder joint and his leg. So he's in bed now. So he was brought back to the hotel and he's in bed. So I said, does it behoove you to laugh like this when your husband is in this condition? Why are you laughing? He said, he deserves it. I told him to come over here and why does he not listen to me? I said, but what is there in love? It's just the same thing. Him going there or coming over here, it's all because of the love for the Lord. Why are you so... It's funny. For me, it is funny. It may not be for you. She's telling me. So, okay, it's all right. So I, of course, left her and went and attended. And again, another week passes by. And I see her perched there on the chair again. Another letter has come. After about 15 days, mind you. And there she is again in the same postures, laughing loudly and all that. I said, now what has happened this time? Again another accident, sure enough. So what happened? She says, just as he had recovered and wanted to go the next day, he writes, so she reads out the letter. The next day he wanted to go. And it so happened that it was summer month, by the way, it was July at the time. So while he was resting in bed, you know the ceiling fans, so the blade, you know, one of the blades got loose and fell and just again came and hurt him. So he's again wounded and he's still in bed. So he could not go in spite of his wanting to go all these days. So I said, yeah, it's a sad thing. No, but I think now this is enough for him. He should come. There must be something. Why he can't go there? He should come here. This is how the intuition of the wife is. So I said, yeah, but it's very sad to hear it like this. A yearning soul wishes to go, and this is happening like this. No, but this shows, this is a clear indication here, is that he has to come here instead of there. I said, well, it's whatever you think. I again leave her. And next weekend, sure enough, means the same weekend. This happened must be on Monday or Tuesday, while I was at office. Then weekend comes. And she is so happy and she has... And I haven't seen a person who speaks so little yet. He says, well, it was Baba who brought me. That's all. That's the end of it. Fortunately, what happened, the doctor family had arrived also. The doctor family. Who are the friends, you see. Both families were friends, so they are sitting there and the man and wife sitting here. So, well, we are sitting and all that and informal chat is going on. I said, well, doctor, you come and all that. You know, then I ask her, how what happened to your husband that you had said that? Is it your birthday today that he has come? He says, no, my birthday is in August. And yes, he promised me to come on birthday, but he has come today. So I said, well, what's the story? So she tells me, said, don't ask him, he never speaks anything. You ask his friend, the doctor, who he has told him. So he, in the meantime, must have spoken to the doctor and the family. So the doctor tells me the story. And the story is very telling. So of course, I knew this because he did not know that that woman had read out the letters. So he is continuing with all that, you see, and how they separated at Haridwar, and he went to Calcutta, and she came over here, and we went out seeing the sights, you see, we went to Banaras and here and there and all that, and then now we made it a point to come here because of Peggy. Peggy wants to come here, that's why. And because she wanted to come, she was sent here and so forth. So, but I said, but how is it that he's here now? What is the story behind that? He says, the story is this. What had happened is, before she got married to this man, this doctor, psychiatrist, what had happened was that he was brought up from his childhood as a follower and lover of Ramakrishna, Paramahansa, of Calcutta. So he had the habit of having his picture on the bed. Bedstead? Yeah, while sleeping you'd meditate and look at him and then go to sleep. She got married to him. So she is noticing all this sort of thing. She had heard of Baba, just heard of Baba and had read some book of Baba and all that. But a woman of her nature had that determination that, well, if he can have the picture of Ramakrishna, why can't I have my picture of Baba there by the side? So she adorned her side of the bed, you see, with Baba's picture. And this, they, whenever they would leave the house or anything, he was in the habit of carrying that picture and putting it where he would sleep. So this time also they are coming for a month and 6 weeks like that. So he had taken the picture out from the bedstead and had packed it. And she had taken out her picture of Baba and packed in the same bag. But in the separation that took place at Haridwar, what had happened was that that picture of Baba remained in his bag. And she completely forgot about the picture. It was nothing that she had anything to do with the picture, but it was just what you call, what is that nature of mankind, you see? Because he had it, I must have it, you see. What do you call that? Nature of a woman, you see, is like that. So she didn't care for that, but what had happened was that he loved her very much. And knowing her wish, so he had adorned his bed, you see, with both the pictures. Yeah. Thinking that, well, she has forgotten now. So it was usual. So why not have her side of it also there? And Ramakrishna's picture. So that's how it was. This is the doctor is telling me the story. Because he didn't tell. He must have spoken to him. So when he got this, first accident was there of the rickshaw. Second accident of the fan blade. So then he was recovering. It was not much, but it was a solid hit. So he recovered afterwards. And he was thinking now, it was just a coincidence or something like that, thinking now of going to Ramakrishna next day. In the night, what happens is that all of a sudden this picture of Ramakrishna, it's no longer a picture. He sees Ramakrishna himself there. He's so very happy, full of joy in his heart. It's a blissful moment. And Ramakrishna doesn't look at him. He looks at the picture of Mer Baba and says to him that, why don't you go to him? You should go to him. And this is the whole story that I am here today. Yeah. Now, how it transpired that these two families came, all of a sudden it revolves around Peggy's story. Peggy was the one, you may call it the lost girl of the family. They belonged to a nice family, respectable family and all that, but Peggy, because of the drug scenes you see in the early years, Peggy was somehow or other a college girl, she fell into the trap and she lost herself. And she would not return home, and she would be there with the boys and the girls and all. They had their own life, you see. So Peggy was living like that. Then what happened is, they drove her out of the home. The wife of this doctor was the sister, older sister of Peggy. Peggy was the youngest. So they drove her out. Get out from the house, never come again. We disown you. So Peggy didn't care, you know, at that time. Who cares? Okay. So she roamed about and wandered here, there, slept anywhere and all that sort of thing. Then she comes across Mehr Baba. Somebody tells her, gives her a card of Mehr Baba, and she comes to know about Baba. And in her drug days, in spite of the drugs and all that, the memory of that picture, the face, haunted her. And to a degree where she wanted to find somebody who knew something about him. So eventually she comes, I forget now the story, it's a long time back, you see. The story is this, that she comes in contact with Baba people. And then she's given literature of Baba and she reads and all that. Gradually from the drug scene, here she is in Baba scene now. And she's debarred from going home and all that. But she begins to write a letter. Begins by writing a letter to her sister, the older sister, the wife. And in her letter, the tone has completely changed, the writings change, the thoughts that are there, because she is also a very well-educated person. And says, is this from Peggy? How is this that Peggy writes like this? Who is this? So then Peggy, next letter again she writes, after a few days, and she writes about her find of Mehr Baba and this and that, what he says and what he tells about the drugs and this and that. And she says that now you'll find the changed Peggy if you allow me to come and stay with you all. So she writes back and says, Peggy, if you are changed, do come, you are welcome. So she goes back home. And she was changed. And then not only changed, no, but what happened prior to that, again, the nature of woman comes in the picture, you see, that's what they tell. So Peggy being, how could Peggy change, you see, it's not possible for her to have changed, you see, she'll spoil the atmosphere once again and all that sort of thing. It is impossible for her to behave and all that. But eventually, after some letters, half a dozen letters exchanged, she was permitted to come. She wouldn't believe that Peggy could have changed like that. So eventually she was asked to visit. And when she visited, she found a change. And then she said, all right, you can stay here. And while staying there, she changed the life of her older sister. Yeah. And she began to love Baba. And then she told her husband about Baba, and so forth and so on. So anything now, whatever Peggy would say, they would do it. Yeah, the change was so great a change. So then what happened is, years pass by, and Peggy has become very straight and all that. Peggy wants to come to Baba here, once at least in a lifetime. And they don't allow her to come. She says, no, we are busy, we can't get the vacation, it's not possible. And if we go, then we all three are they wait for some occasion. And the occasion was that they could... Then what happened is that... No, the occasion didn't arose at the time. What happened is, now Peggy, wanting to come to Baba, couldn't come. So gradually again Peggy is on the verge of being drifted again back to the drug scene. So she is in tantrums now to her sister and says, if you don't take me to Baba now, if you don't allow me to go alone, I will have to go, otherwise it is suicidal for me. I will become what Peggy was before. And so, in the meantime, in 2-3 days, this symposium or whatever the conference was there, so that was there, so they could come. That's how. Then they told this family, would you want to come? We are going. So this girl, of course, was all anxious to go for Baba. She says, you must go. Come on, let's go. So she says, okay, we'll go. I'll go to Ramakrishna and you go to Mehr Baba. That was the understanding between this family. So that's how the story is like that.